D-Radio Wissen. Redaktionskonferenz.
Frühstück ist das neue Rauchen. Das habt ihr vielleicht bei uns gehört, dass ein britischer Forscher behauptet, dass Frühstück nicht nur ungesund sein soll, sondern so ungesund wie Rauchen.
Die meisten Leute haben morgens keinen Hunger. Damit schützt uns die Natur vor einer Mahlzeit, die gefährlich ist. Nichts ist gesünder für den Körper als zu fasten. Die große Mehrheit derjenigen, die das bis mittags durchhalten, sind auch den Rest des Tages weniger hungrig.
Das habe ich sehr ungern gehört, denn ich liebe Frühstück und ich esse lieber nachmittags und abends gar nichts mehr. Und ich schlafe dann ehrlich gesagt auch besser ohne vollen Bauch nach dem Abend. Voller Pizza oder so. Schrecklicher Schlaf dann. Große Diskussion dazu bei uns bei Facebook. Die wollen wir jetzt nicht nochmal komplett aufgreifen. Wir wollen stattdessen mal über ein Leben komplett ohne Frühstück sprechen. Oder noch extremer, ein Leben ohne Frühstück und ohne Mittagessen. Nima Elhami ist Arzt aus Norrköping in Schweden, 30 Jahre alt. Und er isst ausschließlich am späten Nachmittag und Abend. Das hat keine religiösen Gründe oder so, sondern ihm geht es einfach damit sehr blendend. Hallo nach Norrköping. Hello, Nima.
Hello.
Let's have a look at your average day in your life. When do you eat something and when not? Wann isst du was und wann nicht?
I wake up, I go to work, I have my first cup of tea, coffee or water, but no calories. And then I work, I come home around 4 or 4:30 or maybe 5. And then I start my eating window of the day, which is basically between 4 in the afternoon until midnight.
Bist du nicht unglaublich hungrig? You must be incredibly hungry in the morning and around noon.
Well, this is what people think, but when I answer you, I can just say I'm never hungry, because if I was hungry, I would never do this. I don't like to feel hunger. And I actually feel great. And people around me always ask me why I always walk around smiling.
Do you feel hunger at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
It really depends on daily rhythm. It could depend on what I ate the night before. Because I think that if you eat a good meal at night around 10, 11 the previous night, and then you have a working day, and I think how you can prevent the feeling of hunger is actually to drink a lot of water and fluid. And I recommend most people to actually take 2 big glasses of water when they wake up and see what that does to your appetite or your feeling of hunger. Because many times I think it's a lack of fluid intake and not so much hunger.
Okay. Abends, wenn du dann ganz viel isst in diesem Zeitraum, in this eating window in the evening, what do you eat? How much do you eat? And do you eat all the time then, from 5 to 10?
Yeah, this is the general perception, that they imagine Nima coming home eating nonstop like a pig until midnight. And I think that's not physiologically possible, because your stomach is just a small space and it can't stretch as much as people would think. When I come home, I'm generally hungry. And feeling that I'm so hungry and being a person who loves to eat, I actually plan during the day what I should have in my house and what I want to cook. So I come home, I start maybe with some fruit just to still my, you know, that crave. And then I cook normal food, a salad, normal meat. And I think that in this 8-hour window, I don't eat more than you would, Ralph, throughout the day. I just think I eat all of the basic intake during those 8 hours.
Jetzt ist die große Frage, warum? Why do you do that? Health reasons?
When I was a kid, I always felt that mom always forced me to eat something early morning, and I never had a great appetite early morning. And somehow, when I was studying medicine, I met a professor who works with diabetes patients, and we had this interesting project with young people who never, no diet worked for them, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a person who believes in diets. I don't believe in calorie restriction, because we like to eat and we like to reward ourselves with good food. But we tried this. We proposed fasting for these patients, and we saw some great results in subjective feeling and weight loss and metabolic profiles that we followed up in the lab. And I somehow saw this and I said, I will try it. And this was basically 4 or 5 years ago. And ever since, I fast because I feel great. My body feels fresh. I never suffer from these food comas that you can get when you eat a heavy lunch and then want to go to sleep, because I'm always like, I feel alert, you know?
What happens if you visit someone and you're invited to breakfast or lunch? Was machst du, wenn du zum Frühstück eingeladen wirst?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am not an autist or very inflexible person. So when I feel it's appropriate, I am very flexible and I eat. This is not a dogmatic philosophy. It's just my way of living. But I have a friend who does exactly the same thing I do, but she does it like you. She mm-hmm. only eats between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And she feels good about it. The thing is, I somehow combine being at work and actually not focusing so much on food. And then I focus more on the social gathering at night because I'm more of a night person.
All right.
And in contrast to you, I sleep so good when I have a filled stomach.
Nima Elhami aus Norrköping in Schweden isst den ganzen Tag nichts bis 16, 17 Uhr und dann wird ordentlich reingehauen bis etwa 22 Uhr oder sogar bis Mitternacht. Wir haben hier in Die Radio Wissen über seine Erfahrungen mit diesem Lebensstil gesprochen.
Die Radio Wissen, Redaktionskonferenz.